Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you're using Ozempic, if your partner is using Ozempic, but a woman, a biological female using Ozempic may want to listen up. There is a term people have been using the last week or two, and it's called Ozempic babies. And people are wondering what Ozempic babies are. Well, apparently there have been women who have thought they were infertile or thought their birth control was working, and they end up getting pregnant. And if you get pregnant on Ozempic, then hence the term, that baby was an Ozempic baby. That baby happened because the woman was technically on Ozempic or Wegovy. It could be a Wegovy baby as well. Mounjaro, Zepbound, I'm sure we're going to be hearing cases of that as well. The problem is Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, Zepbound could cause birth defects. And if you get pregnant while on these medications because you think your birth control is going to work, now that could affect the baby. And so we need to talk about this. So Ozempic baby, as I said, is where somebody is not expecting to get pregnant, is on birth control, maybe has been infertile, has enters in their 40s, and all of a sudden is told they're now pregnant. And so how does that happen? Well, Ozempic doesn't necessarily cause direct ovulation, but what we think, a few things is happening. What we think is your weight, when it changes so drastically, your birth control might be metabolized differently. And so if your birth control, remember I said the body is, even though we do need to lose weight on the whole, we don't want to lose weight too quickly. Our body doesn't handle that well. We could induce gallstones. We might have to get our gallbladders removed. Our pancreas could get inflamed. The weight could rebound. The heart does not like rapid weight loss, weight gain. Well, neither does our fertility. And so if you are on a birth control and your body and your knows how to metabolize based on your weight, and all of a sudden now you're losing 1% your body weight, 2%, 5% your body weight, you might not be metabolizing your birth control the way you once did. And so you have to use backup protection. Another thing is fat and its estrogen production can sometimes interfere with ovulation, can sometimes interfere with your fertility. So now that you're losing weight, you could very easily become more fertile. It's fantastic. I think it's wonderful that people can lose weight. But if you're not expecting to get pregnant and you're like, look, my birth control has worked for years, I don't have a problem, don't be surprised. We're having people in their 20s, 30s, 40s say they got pregnant when they didn't expect that they would. And so this is obviously a huge concern if this was not something you were anticipating. And I believe the Ozempic and Wegovy package insert says if you are planning to start a family, you need to be off of that medication for at least 2 months. It's a category C, a pregnancy category C, meaning we don't have enough safety studies in humans to warrant its use very strongly. We gotta weigh the benefits and the risks before you use something like that. Category D means we know it can cause birth defects. Category X, serious fetal malformations, don't even go there, like Accutane, things like that. So when you have a category C drug in your system, and it could be in your system for at least 2 months, you really want to use backup protection because you don't want to put the fetus or the baby at risk. And so I don't think a lot of people are understanding that. There's now telemedicine platforms. I got asked to be on a telemedicine platform to give these medications online. And I'm getting this recruitment, And are you doing pregnancy tests on these individuals? Are you, you know, ensuring they have adequate birth control? Are you monitoring their birth control? Are you monitoring, you know, some of the other things that could happen with these medications, the side effects? The weight loss is phenomenal. I'm not going to lie. These medications have been phenomenal in terms of decreasing satiety. Some people gain weight on them, like Tracy Morgan says he gained 40 pounds while on it. So some individuals could be so nauseous that they end up drinking soda or eating sugar to combat the nausea. You can potentially gain weight. We spoke about that last week. But understanding that your fertility can change needs to be discussed day one. And you probably need backup protection. If you don't want to get pregnant, you can't just rely on the pill. I've had patients that got pregnant on the pill. I've had family members who were on the pill when they got pregnant. There's this new over-the-counter pill, O-pill, which is progesterone only. It's very cool that people have access to birth control, but is everybody getting the education that they need? When we would prescribe birth control, when we would prescribe medications in person, there was a talk you got. And we would review things. What happens if you missed a pill? What happens if you end up taking another medication? Antibiotics could interfere with your birth control efficacy. So it's no wonder that these weight loss drugs could too. And so for those of you saying, I'm done, I never have to worry about being pregnant. In fact, there were some beautiful success stories where some individuals who were told they were infertile for 15 years finally were able to get pregnant. It's a beautiful thing. But again, it's all about the education. We need to make sure people are aware. You're on a medication to lose weight. And it is anywhere from $960 to $1,500 a month. And you are asking your insurance to pay for it, or you're coming out cash to pay for a medication like this. My guess is many of these individuals are not trying to get pregnant because they're trying to lose weight, which means we are going to potentially increase a lot of unwanted pregnancies. So my recommendation to you all is, for the love of God, make sure if you don't want to get pregnant, use backup protection. Your birth control may not be enough. Now, also, this also implies your other medications may need to be looked at. If people are losing weight rapidly and they're not going to get their blood pressure checked or their diabetes checked or other things, you know, or their anxiety medications, depression medications, you know, you if you are having a rapid weight loss, you need to also make sure you're following up with a medical provider to make sure. I understand there's a lot of online medicine being done right now, but please, if you're taking that medication, make sure you're with an in-person doctor to monitor all the other things you're taking. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to Veterans care, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the reason why I don't talk a lot about my sexual fantasies or sexual preferences is because you guys don't want to listen to it. Right? I mean, I've spoken about it to some of you. Now, for example, one thing, I'm heterosexual. I'm a biological female, and I am very, very attracted to certain movie characters like John McClane and Die Hard, Viggo Mortensen and Lord of the Rings. And so if I had to characterize my sexuality, right, it would be maybe a protagonist. I don't know what that would be. Like, for example, when John McClane had to hide in the air conditioning ducts, I would be one of the people he rescued. Well, we're stuck in the air conditioning duct for a while, so what do we end up doing? Okay, well, we end up getting together. Or Lord of the Rings, Aragorn has to take me back to Rivendell. I don't want to go. I'd rather hang out with him in the forest, so we hang out in the forest and have sex. Does that need a label? Does anybody need to know that? Does anybody care? Well, lately, we have been starting to label all these different sexual categories. And so heterosexual or straight men may not have that name anymore. They may be now called gynosexuals. And I have said before that not only is the LGBTQAI plus 2S spectrum a spectrum, but so is heterosexuality. Heterosexuality can be a spectrum as well. But I'm wondering if we're going too far as to label. So somebody who's gynosexual could be male, female, but attracted to female traits. Gyn, meaning female, like gynecologist. Female, body parts, which, by the way, I think then is also not then as progressive if you're going to be using gyn for female. Now that society is renaming what female is. So I'm wondering if they're going to start to step on each other's feet with this one. But basically, somebody is gynosexual if certain things about females turn them on. Their high heels, their breasts, their hair, their lack of facial hair, things like that. And so, you know, I'm wondering if this is starting to hurt the cause. I have many friends on the LGBTQAI plus spectrum. They're like, they don't want to always have to identify as, there's more to them. They're not just gay. Why can't they be physicians? Why can't they be firefighters? Why can't they be any, whoever they are, a Jew, a Catholic, a Muslim? But it's almost that society wants to prioritize what the identity is of somebody based on their sexual preference. You could have a rabbi, you could have a priest, you could have a pastor, you could have a sheik, you could have a construction worker. Why can't that be their identity? Why can't people choose what is their identifying factor? I remember growing up at school, they had us do an exercise on, do we identify first as American? Do we identify first as girl or boy? Do we identify first as our religion? And people were mixed. Some people identified themselves as American first, then girl, then boy, then Jew, Catholic. Some identified themselves as their religion first. Some identified themselves as, well, I'm a girl, I'm American. So we all, what that exercise taught me is there's no right answer. You could identify any way you want to be. But it seems like in society, they're really pushing where your sexual preference has to be the main denominator or the main character of you. And I think there's many people on the heterosexual spectrum and the LGBTQAI plus 2S spectrum that are kind of tired of that. Who you sleep with, who you're attracted to, with the exception of kids. I mean, that's pedophilia. And I know now they're trying to say, well, that's also part of the spectrum. There is no spectrum. The heterosexual spectrum and the LGBTQAI plus 2S spectrum, nobody wants pedophilia. So where are you going to put them? Okay, let's just not entertain the fact that even though there's been, there's been officials who have said, no, that is, they're just attracted to kids. Right, well, we know pedophilia has a term. You have the term. You don't have to necessarily validate it. You don't have to feel sorry for them. You don't have to, you know, it's something that needs to be treated. We don't feel sorry for anybody. You like men, you like men. You like women, you like women. You like non-binary, you like not, but we're coming up with so many names that it's even infiltrating your job hiring. They ask you, they say it's voluntary, but you know that if you don't do it, they might skip over you. And they always ask, you know, what is your gender? I've been asked, what is my sexual preference? Now, I thought we're not supposed to have sex at work. Yeah, I mean, I understand if I was applying for a job in prostitution, because then they need to know which clients. But if you're applying for a job, does it really matter who you want to sleep with? What is the name for if you don't want to sleep with your spouse, but you want to sleep with a coworker? Is that called you're a coworker sexual? What happens if you don't want to sleep with somebody who hasn't brushed their teeth? Is that a, I want good dental hygiene? They're starting to diminish what the purpose of these names are. And I get in science, we have to label everything. Everything gets a label. But you know, we're making it matter more than it should when what people want is privacy. If we are progressing to where somebody being on any spectrum is not a standout, that is the norm, then why are we trying so hard to label it? If you love a man, if you love a woman, and that's who you want to be intimate with, whether it's forever or like Anne Hetch, may she rest in peace, she was attracted to a woman, she was attracted to men, why are we labeling it? Why are you committing? Now we have a term called gender fluid. All right, so if you're gender fluid, it's a way for you to say, everybody back the hell off, okay? I'm not going to tell you if I'm a guy or girl. I'm fluid about it. Leave me alone. And so I think we are taking this approach to being progressive and inclusive, which is usually about anti-labels and anti-stereotypes and anti-committing, to now committing. And so maybe slow that down. You know, if somebody wants to be with somebody, does it have to be advertised? Do they have to feel forced to talk about it, to write, you know, I mean, even on Facebook, it's, are you in a relationship? Are you not? Now, I get it. People use Facebook to hook up. But there are some individuals who identify as not being in a committed relationship. They date, but they don't want people to know that they're dating somebody so they can at least still play the field. Well, what term is that? You know, you're going to run out of terms. You just are. There are some individuals that are very sexually attracted to radio hosts. I can totally see why. Now, I'm not one of them. But then are you a radio host philia? Now, we've talked about sexual philias. We've talked about fetishes. Some people are attracted to teddy bears. Some people are attracted to slippers. Some people are attracted to other sorts of marital aids. Some people are attracted to the president. There's Biden philiacs. They think he's sexy. I can't explain it. But again, we are not in society now supposed to be judging somebody. If you're attracted to Joe Biden, that's you. Go right ahead and do it. If you're attracted to Trump, who am I to comment? So if we are asking society to stop commenting, don't, I'm in love with my partner, this is who we are, then why do we keep commenting? Why are we giving it so much importance? Is it because of politics? If they end up putting you on a spectrum, then they think they get your vote. Are they trying to categorize people like cattle and put them into a group? Don't be doing that. You could be conservative and gay. You could be Democrat and heterosexual. Are they trying to say if you say you're straight, you're now being discriminatory? By the way, the worm straight is also not very politically correct. Straight versus crooked. See? So you're confusing people. Do we have to talk about it? Does everybody have to have a label? But right now, I am a John McClane, right? And Aragorn and Michael Fassbender sexual. All right, that's my class. 1-877 Dr. Dolly.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The Biden administration approving $60 million in emergency relief funding for the state of Maryland after Tuesday's collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. A request came in from Maryland Governor Wes Moore. Amazon's throwing more money at its investment in AI startup Anthropic. It added $2.75 billion to its $1.25 billion investment, making the San Francisco startup Amazon's most important partner. The popular Disneyland attraction had to be closed down when someone spread cremated human remains. USA's John Schaefer.
The incident happened earlier this week on the Star Wars attraction, Rise of the Resistance. It's not the first time it's happened at the Anaheim, California theme park either. Guests have previously selected It's a Small World, Pirates of the Caribbean, and the Haunted Mansion as places to scatter the ashes of their loved ones.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are being told that gun owners might want to be aware of the red flag laws in their state. And according to the Western Journal, the Department of Justice has announced the National Red Flag Initiative, where it says it's going to better assist people in using existing so-called red flag laws to remove guns from individuals who they feel are red flags. Now, most of these laws are within states that are considered blue states. But Attorney General this weekend, Merrick Garland, announced the creation of a new tool from the federal government by which people can quickly find resources and assist them and disarming individuals they feel could be dangerous. Now, the DOJ partnered with Johns Hopkins Center for Gun Violence Solutions to create the National Extreme Risk Protection Order Resource Center. It's an online tool. It allows you to look up the state, like let's say you live in Nevada, to see if Nevada takes part in it, and they do. And so you could look up the 21 states in Washington, D.C. that have red flag laws on the books and see what those red flags are and what needs to be done. So laws laws that exist in the following states of Colorado, California, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Hawaii, Illinois, Indiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, Virginia, and Washington. These laws can vary, and it allows individuals who feel that there is somebody that they don't trust to possibly lose their gun. Now, I see both sides of this. You know, you have a coworker that is really hostile, very, very toxic. And you think that when they get fired, they're going to come back and shoot people. We do need to have a pathway or a means to be able to try to mitigate a crime before it happens. I mean, for example, with the border, we have cartel members, ISIS members, Chinese nationals. When China isn't really the most, you know, lax about letting people leave. Russian nationals, same thing. It's hard to leave Russia. You know, people coming across the border. We should have a system to be able to identify those individuals, keep an eye on them, and make sure that we could mitigate any threat they could pose. But what do you do about a spouse? What do you do about a coworker, a student? Will people weaponize this and say, well, this person supports Trump because they donated to the Trump GoFundMe page for his $454 million bond, which has been, reduced. But this person supports Trump, so this person could be an insurrectionist, and then we need to remove their gun. We need to be very, very careful about how the DOJ and how states and how individuals use this. So according to the Office of Public Affairs, U.S. Department of Justice, they say the Justice Department is launching this National Extreme Risk Protection Order Resource Center. So the Extreme Risk Protection Order, or ERPO laws, are modeled off of domestic violence protection orders, create a civil process allowing law enforcement, family members, and medical professionals and other groups to petition a court to temporarily prohibit somebody at risk of harming themselves or others from purchasing and possessing firearms. Now, again, at the outset, these are laws that currently exist. If a physician thinks you're at risk of killing yourself or killing others, we are able to report it, and we have to, by law, and then the authorities decide what is the best way to manage that. The problem I have is I have seen laws twisted. I have seen laws misconstrued. And is this going to be a stepping stone for city officials, for political activists, etc., to affect innocent people from having weapons, which is our Second Amendment right? So when you go to the website, it is interesting. So I look up Nevada because I live in Nevada. And Nevada has this was effective January 1st, 2020. It's Nevada's order for protection against high-risk behavior. So there's an emergency order that could last 7 days, and then a final order could last up to 1 year. So if there is a concern, you could lose the ability to purchase a gun immediately for 7 days. The burden of proof has to be a preponderance of the evidence. The factors to consider, and we don't have a list of all the evidence available here, but if there is alcohol or substance abuse with high risk behavior. So if you have a family member that drinks and then sleeps around, they could possibly qualify for this depending on the state they're in. If they have threatened or acted of or have had acts of violence to themselves or others, and that I understand. if they have prior violent crime felony, violations of domestic violence orders, again, totally understandable, recent acquisition of firearms or deadly weapon. So if somebody purchased a gun, are people going to say, sorry, you're purchasing a gun, now you're guilty? What we're guilty of what? We're suspicious? We're allowed to buy a gun. That's our right. That's our constitutional right. So you see how we have to be very, very careful. Family members could petition, household members, law enforcement. And so, you know, now that's just Nevada. I mean, every state has different laws. And I'll look up, for example, let's see, California. Hold on a second. All right. California's, which my guess is their laws would probably be a little bit more lax. Yes. If there is an emergency order to suspend somebody from purchasing a weapon, that lasts 21 days. Similar, if they've had a history of violence, history of violating domestic protective orders, but threats or acts of violence towards self or others, patterns of violent acts or threats, unlawful and reckless use of firearms. Now, unlawful and reckless use, right? Again, if you're violating a law, that's unlawful. But what if the law changes and says, well, if you support, you know, Trump, and you, walked through the Capitol and, you know, was smiling and carrying an American flag, does that mean you lose your gun? Does that mean you lose the ability to have weapons? In California, you could lose them up to 5 years. Employers, coworkers can petition. People with a child in common, dating partners, roommates, family members, law enforcement, employees and teachers at a secondary or post-secondary school that the respondent has attended in the last 6 months. So if you're a teacher and you don't like a student and you feel that student could be at risk, you could petition. Now, I understand these laws are intended to protect people. You don't want the next school shooter. You don't want the next employee shooter, disgruntled employee. You don't want the next mass shooting. I get that. But I worry that some of these laws are going to be manipulated. Look at how doctors lost their license or were suspended because they spoke out about natural immunity. And why can't we consider natural immunity when that's how we were trained? Why can't we, you know, talk to individuals about the risk factors of these vaccines? And so, unfortunately, the law was twisted to say that they were not using scientifically sound evidence-based medicine. Well, I thought natural immunity has been scientifically based and sound, and we've talked about how natural immunity is very, very important for certain diseases, and vaccines are important too, but you see how the law was twisted. So, you know, look up the laws, understand if somebody wants to get back at you. You know, I mean, there has to be proof. They say there has to be proof. In California, they say reasonable cause, not a preponderance like in Nevada. So even certain states can weigh the proof and the evidence differently. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here
on,
and...
lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Oregon has released some information in their state's annual report on how well doctor-assisted suicides went. And what did the numbers look like? Well, apparently they jumped by about 20% to 367 deaths last year. However, some patients suffered complications. One didn't die right away, but took nearly a week to die. Now, doctor-assisted suicide exists because of the Death with Dignity Act, where states are trying to implement laws and protections for doctors who want to help people leave this earth and this life painlessly and on their own time frame and, you know, flawlessly. So when you hear that some of these doctor-assisted suicides screw up, that's scary. Now, no shock there. We know that some medications don't work the way it's planned. How many people have gotten pregnant on birth control? Now some people are getting pregnant on Ozempic, like we talked about, because their fertility is changing in terms of their weight loss or in terms of their metabolism of their birth control. We've seen a lethal injection or suicide, the capital punishment, doctor-assisted death penalty. We've seen some of those screw up. So there's no surprise that some of these would not necessarily go flawlessly. So the state's annual report on its Death and Dignity Act comes as more U.S. states are now considering allowing terminally ill to end their lives with lethal doses of prescribed drugs. This 18-page report, according to Daily Mail, was released this month. It showed that 560 people received prescriptions for these medications, 367 ingested the drugs, and died from them. Now, that is fascinating that 560 people asked for the prescription, but only 367 took them. So I'd like to know, did they change their mind? Do they want to have it on standby? Did they think they had a terminal illness and then all of a sudden they recovered? So I'm not sure about that. But the Oregon Health Authority said that they did see a rise driven by recent loosening of state laws to allow people from other states to travel to Oregon and receive their medications there. At least 23 non-residents went to Oregon to be able to end their lives there. They think this could be an undercount. And maybe of those extra 200 people that got the medication, some of them were from out of state, got it, went back to their state, and then the number or the follow-up was never reported. Although usually these doctors do follow up. There's a protocol. They want to know if you took the medicine, what happened. I mean, they obviously aren't calling the patient, but they're talking to the patient's family. So those who chose to end their lives in Oregon were overwhelmingly, they said, white and elderly. 82% of them were age 65 and above. Most often, those who asked for the medications were cancer patients, followed by brain disease such as Alzheimer's and heart disease. 92% of them said they wanted to die because their condition would see them lose autonomy. Many said they were worried about life becoming less enjoyable, 88%, loss of dignity, 64%, and loss of bodily control, 47%. 43% said they were concerned about becoming a burden on loved ones. So 57% weren't. Oh, I told my kids, my husband is like, kids, I don't want to be a burden on you. I don't want you to have to take care of me. Oh, I'm the opposite. I'm like, what you guys did to me in labor, what you did to my uterus, right, and vagina giving birth to you, what you guys do to me every day, nah. I am expecting. I'm not going to leave this earth sooner than I have to. No. All right, you're going to have to help. I don't care how far away you move. I'm going to follow you. So I have a much different attitude with my kids. But my husband's like, I don't want to be a burden. If at all it gets to that point, just kill me. Yeah, no, nobody is going to do that. All right. But 8% said they were ending their lives because of the cost of their treatment. Now, that's frightening. That 8% were concerned about cost. You know, my father wouldn't go to the doctor. He'd barely get any tests done because he was worried about being in debt. And I would rather he be alive and in debt than dead with no debt. He died with no debt, but he was only 62. I would have rather he owed a few thousand dollars. That's okay, Dad, but he didn't want to go. Now, I think that was also a lie. I think he just didn't really want to get a colonoscopy or get his heart checked. But how did the deaths go? So most patients did die within an hour of taking their drugs. Most of the cocktails used was diazepam, morphine, phenobarbital, and then other medications. So basically, you relax. They have you relax. They minimize your pain. then you sedate, and then the paralytic, and then there's medications to stop the heart. So they try to do it in a process such that you are asleep before anything, you know, kicks in, because you don't want to be paralyzed, feeling short of breath, and then suffering. But they said not all deaths were quick and easy. 10 people faced complications like they vomited up their drugs or they got a burning sensation in the throat. One person took 6 days to die, suffered for 137 hours. Now, we don't know that many more details about the slow death, but wow. I mean, were they home? Did somebody call 911, take them to the hospital? What happened? So, you know, I'm mixed on that because I think a lot of the overdose deaths that we're seeing and the reason why the numbers are rising is some of them are suicide. I think people hear, wow, fentanyl causes overdose, just a small amount, so why don't I do that? And I think many individuals are using that as a form of suicide. And that's why we see numbers in the thousands, tens of thousands every year. And it could also be accidental ingestion. It could be overdose. It could be poisoning. But many people I know that have told me that they have been considering it, it's because of the pain they're in. They're in pain. And I'm like, you know, we have pain medications. We have pain management physicians. Many individuals cannot get pain control. And they can't take it anymore. You know, if you've ever been in pain, I really feel bad for people in pain. I know people accuse them of being, druggies and doing it for fun and just to get high. No. You know, these individuals who are in pain asking for narcotics, asking for pain control, is one, withdrawing is worse than the pain itself. The withdrawals from opiates is very painful. But two, when you're in pain, you think differently. How many of you have ever had a migraine? You ask people not to talk to you. You don't want to make any decisions. You're in pain. And for some of us, the migraine feels like a knife in our head. For people with spinal stenosis, neuropathy. You know, I was in labor for 5 days. On day two of the pain, I asked my husband to bring the dog to the hospital so I could see the dog, Sushi. And he's like, yeah, you're kidding. I'm like, no, I'm not. Smuggle the dog in. I need to see the dog. I'm miserable. And he's like, what are you doing? You can't bring a dog into a hospital. I go, you could do this for me. Smuggle the dog in. Now, when you're in pain, these are the decisions you're making. Now, maybe I was half serious because honestly, you know, my husband's brought in Outback Steakhouse for me to eat. So that was really nice. So I'm like, you know, I was in labor for 5 days. It was horrible. I even went home and they let me go home so I could see the dog. And yeah, but when you're in pain, you know, you sometimes don't think clearly enough. And many individuals will say, look, I want to be done. I want to be out. So I'd rather people make a decision after they get their pain controlled. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.